Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. We learned today that many of you are gaga for gadgets.
Why spend all those hours mowing your lawn when you can have a loofah do it for you?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Just sit back. It'll take care of it for you. Don't even worry about it. We also learned, I forgot, what were we going to talk about?
About weddings.
Oh, that's right.
People got married skiing, and that was crazy.
Yeah. There's a lot going on today. Check it all out right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
A survey was done to determine that the best movie boyfriend would be Noah from The Notebook. That's Ryan Gosling's character. He's got the beard and he writes her a letter every day. I wrote you a letter for every day. And they didn't give her the letters. What do you want? In second place, he had Christian Grey from 50 Shades of Grey. I'm not going to do an impression of him because we'll get kicked off the air.
Different kinds of boyfriends there.
Yeah. And then you got Edward Cullen from Twilight. He's a vampire. Sucks it right out of you.
Hey.
If you could date someone from TV or the movies, what character would you want to be your boyfriend or girlfriend? So many options have come in. It would have to be Jamie Frazier from Outlander. I don't even know what that is. Okay. Gerard Butler from P.S. I Love You. I hated that movie. So depressing.
So emotional.
Couldn't get through it. Yeah, I couldn't get through it. Jim from The Office.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a great one.
Lovely. I would, you know, if I were, I would. You know what I mean?
Sure. Dr. Halsted from Chicago Med. He's the redheaded doctor. Yeah, on Chicago Med.
Okay.
Yeah, a whip.
They named somebody Halsted
the
Chicago
and
show?
And then his brother, if you've not watched the show... Let me break it down for you one time.
Okay.
On Chicago Med, you've got Dr. Halsted. And then on Chicago PD, his brother, Sergeant Halsted or Officer Halsted, was one of the officers. So they tied them together. They were brothers. Mm-hmm. And they'd grown up on the South Side.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Harley Quinn. DC Comics, DC cartoons, also from Suicide Squad, etc. Megan Fox from Transformers. Don't know what her character's name is. Don't care.
Optimus almost prime.
Yeah. Optimus, let's get it primed.
Optimus
what?
Not ready for prime.
Yeah, exactly time. Right. I don't care what her name is, but she can transform me anytime. Hugh Grant in Love Actually on the list. Many folks said Ross and or Rachel, of course, from Friends. Yeah, I think. And then we also had Chandler Bing came in. Joey came in. So basically, the cast of Friends.
Yeah.
We'll find a Monica in there somewhere. If people want Monica. They just don't know it yet. So anybody from Friends is on the list. Ted Lasso from Ted Lasso. Jamie from Outlander is popping up again. I got to watch Outlander, I guess.
It's very sexy.
Is it sexy?
He's naked a lot. There's a lot of sex.
Is he Scottish? Yeah. Is that a Scottish guy?
It's kind of like, kind of Game of Thronesy, but not.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like early times.
Frank Gallagher, that's from Shameless. That would be William H. Macy's character in Shameless. Mona Lisa Vito from My Cousin Vinny. Very good, yeah. It has to be Jack from This Is Us. That's Milo Ventimiglia's character, the dad in This Is Us.
Yeah.
Whip coughed, but from here it looked like you vomited at that option.
Nope. Nope. Turn the mic off. I'm hoping no one
Very
noticed.
Nice. And I noticed. Yeah. 847, Forrest Gump. Sure. Ava Mendez, Chris Hemsworth, Joe Fox, Tom Hanks from You've Got Mail. That one came in a handful of times. How about Mark Ruffalo's character in 13 Going on 30?
Oh, he
That's
too.
In there. Thomas Shelby from Peaky Blinders.
Yes.
Jessica from New Girl. That's the main girl.
Deschanel.
Yes, Zooey Deschanel.
Oh, I forget. Yeah. I forget which one is which.
Thomas Shelby, again, from Peaky Blinders. Drew Barrymore from Wedding Singer, says Bobby and Skokie. Yeah, Wedding Singer, Drew Barrymore. That's a good one. Anybody that's Wonder Woman, the latest Wonder Woman. So that'd be Gal Gadot.
Yeah.
You want her. I like that. Here's a Monica with Friends. I'd hit her with the 7. Nicely done. Nicely done. Kelly Bundy from Married with Children. Christina Applegate's character, right?
Yeah, legendary.
And 847, many of you said it's got to be Patrick Swayze in Dirty Dancing.
Oh.
It could be love. Come on. I would throw in there Swayze from Roadhouse.
Why not?
I rewatched Roadhouse.
Ghost?
Yeah.
I mean, he's married, but it's the best.
I just watched the original Roadhouse, and if you've never seen the original Roadhouse, it's worth your time. And then I watched the new one immediately afterward. Literally, I just went back to back.
Okay.
And you see both backs. You see Swayze's butt cheeks, and then you get to see Conor McGregor's butt cheeks.
Nice.
I think Swayze wins on that one. I think if we were going to do like a butt cheek vote. Maybe we'll do that later today.
I wouldn't say that in front of Conor, though.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say anything negative in front of him. Be like, hey, man, you're cool. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Even your butt's great. Everything about you.
You and cocaine are neat. Bye. I'd run away. Juliana Margulies from The Good Wife. That'd be a good one. Kevin James from Hitch. That's with Will Smith, where he's like, when you dance, man, you stay right here. This is where you live. Yeah. It would have to be Derek. That's, what's his name? Patrick Dempsey from Grey's Anatomy. That one came in. And finally, the guy from Sweet Home Alabama, or Melanie Smooter, Reese Witherspoon from Sweet Home Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Well, keep them coming. Oh, also honorable mention for Whip and Violetta, Rip from Yellowstone.
Oh, yeah.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Hey, welcome to Rob. Here's the band is tuning up. They're ready to go. We got 312-233-1019. The coolest part about your prom. Kevin Bacon just crashed a prom in Salt Lake City at the school where they filmed Footloose. So he came back to the school. He was at the stadium for like a pep rally, and he was excited, and then he was at the prom. I don't know if Kira Sedgwick went with him, but that'd be kind of nice. Especially if you spotted her first. You're like, wait a second. Is that? Oh, my God. There he is. It is. 312-233-1019. Coolest thing about your prom. Hey, Paul.
Hey, good morning. Happy Monday, everybody.
Same to you, man. How's it going? What was so cool about your prom?
Back in 07, our prom was at the Chet Aquarium.
Whoa. So did you guys, like, dance with the beluga whales and stuff, or where did they have you go?
They had it set up pretty nice and, like, pretty much the main entrance. You could see all the exhibits and all that stuff. It was actually the last prom they ever had there because some of the kids snuck into the penguin exhibit.
Oh, jeez.
It was actually really fun.
Oh, that sounds like fun. They got to have prom at the Shed.
That's cool.
Wild.
We did a post-prom thing where we got to get on a bus, and it took us to the Odyssey cruise ships, and we went out on Lake Michigan.
Nice. Yeah.
And then that takes us back. And I think that's like a big part of their business now. I think that's like a common thing. Mm-hmm. But we have a lot of texts coming in here. I grew up in California. Our prom was at the Beverly Hills Hilton, and Jason Bateman showed up.
Oh, wow.
That would have been like Teen Wolf 2 Bateman.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Bateman you want, or Silver Spoons Bateman.
Oh, my God.
773, LOL, Styx actually played at my dad's prom. It's his favorite little fact.
Wow.
You think
you subliminally had heard some story like that to make you say that?
My mom says stuff like this all the time. Like, we used to see Chaka Khan before the world knew who she was.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, Ma. Who are you telling? I don't
know. I'd like to hear that story.
Yeah, I'll give her your number.
Call me.
I'll give her your number, dude. She would love to call
you. Legendary Chicago performer.
She has your number.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my God. We had prom on a ship that was docked at Navy Pier back in the 80s called the Clipper, Bolingbrook High School, 1984. Now, that's not when you want... The ship's loose. Uh-oh, ship's loose. Kids just start floating out to sea.
The thing about prom is it might not necessarily be that exciting, but it's still like such a nerve-wracking evening. Like, it's just dinner and a dance, but for some reason it's like the most important dinner and dance of your life.
Yeah. To that point in your life, come on. And everything is built. There are so many movies. I remember all the, like, Freddie Prinze Jr. and all those kind of movies. It all culminated with prom. At the time, I was like, this is going to be the biggest time of our lives. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It has to be amazing.
It was either going to be perfect or a disaster if you went by movies. That's it.
And then for us, it was like a whole weekend. So it's like we had prom. I think I want to say prom was on a Friday. On Saturday, and then after prom, we went to the boat on the thing. And then on Saturday, we had to go do a thing. It was like, what are you going to do after prom? Some kids just came downtown and, like, enjoyed a day. We went to our friend Katie's lake house. Like, that was a thing we did.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday was graduation.
House.
Oh, you had to have the friend with the lake.
Yeah.
Even now as an adult. I'm like, can we still go to your parents' lake house?
Mm-hmm.
And finally, Chainsmokers crashed Huntley's prom in 2017.
I remember that. They were at their height.
Literally, of the students.
Yeah, well, well, that's true, too. But, I mean, they were at the height of their popularity, and it was a big deal.
And are they doing the NASCAR thing?
They are.
So then you could, like, relive it, you know what I mean? Get together and go check them out down here, downtown.
And NASCAR, the chain smoking makes sense.
Exactly right. But
at high school, you're like, hey, let's slow down.
Speaking of, we did get a text. Two kids at my prom got arrested. So anything can happen. Anything can happen at prom.
It's a fun story. Yeah, that makes for a fun movie.
Right?
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
Last night, I finally used my wife's ice cream maker. She's been using it to make healthy ice cream, where basically you add protein milk, and then you mix in, people are mixing in pudding mix to thicken it, or you can buy xanthan gum. I didn't know that. And you mix that in. She's been doing that. And then you freeze it. And then the next night, you take it, and you put it back in the machine, and it shaves it down into ice cream. And sometimes you can add a little like almond milk or more of your protein milk or whatever. And she's and it tastes like you would think healthy ice cream would taste.
Yeah.
But it also makes legit ice cream. You can go as far as putting in sugar and heavy cream and the whole thing. Or I did a cheat, which is I went and bought vanilla ice cream at the grocery store. And then I bought peanut butter cups and peanut butter, and I poured it all in there, and I hit mix in, and oh, man.
Sounds like a dream.
Dude, it was awesome.
Yeah.
And then I thought about this, and I was like, for the cost of one concrete mixer or blizzard, I can make like six of them. Because a pint of ice cream, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, mama.
Yeah, very guys, smart. In these economic times, you have got it figured out.
When I'm dead in 6 months, you guys are going to look back at it and be like, that was when it started.
Yeah.
That's when all the arteries got clogged.
Yeah, but you will.
That'll be it.
You will have passed happy.
Biggest smile on my face.
Yeah.
Sleeping in the casket dead with the ice cream maker. My wife crying.
Why did I not give him the protein ice cream?
It'd be great.
You did. He didn't want it.
I didn't want it.
Right, right.
What is your favorite gadget? You are gaga for a gadget. Hi, Marina. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You're gaga for a gadget. What's the gadget?
All right, guys. So I have quite the drive to work, so I love my GPS. I will literally click on more routes, and if I can save a minute, I save a minute. But the best part is I love when it alerts me and says, oh, there's a faster route. Save 4 minutes. It is the most exciting part of my day.
I know exactly what you mean, Marina. It's like living in a video game, and you're like, oh, if I go this way, I'll save a minute, and then you're kind of challenging yourself to make the drive interesting.
Yeah, for sure. It definitely is like a video game.
Now, is it the one on your phone, or do you have a separate GPS item?
No, I hook it up with my USB cord.
Okay.
Well, so I appreciate you listening to my traffic reports.
Yeah, take them.
Oh, yeah. I love your traffic report,
Fiona. Mix those in with the GPS.
You know what? To Marina's point, every once in a while, you should just be like, ooh, and we just found a faster route for you, and just say it.
Yeah.
And then people be like, oh. You know what I mean?
We do that when all lanes are blocked.
There you go.
Sure, alternate
throw them.
Routes.
Just say it, even if you don't mean it. Just lie.
No.
Like, oh, alternate route will save you 4 minutes.
No. Theater of the mind.
Yeah, they don't know. Hey, Kate, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
You're gaga for a gadget. What is it?
Yeah, so it's called a Kindle clicker. So part of it clips onto your Kindle, and then you have like a little remote with a button on it. So if you want to like lay like a burrito under a blanket, you can just set your Kindle up and click a button, and it'll turn the page for you.
I saw this on Instagram, and it's exactly what you described. The woman laid in her bed like a burrito and then propped the Kindle up on her chest and just was reading it. And then under the pillow, we'd be like, click, and it would change the page.
That's amazing.
I even take it a step further. I have something called the gooseneck, which is also cool. And you can clip it. I clip it to like my bedside table and it holds my Kindle for me.
Wow.
That's
awesome.
Cool.
I once tried to get a girl to do the gooseneck and she wouldn't. It was a whole thing. Hey. Anyway. Hey. Hi, Tina. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys? Good morning.
We're doing all right. This sounds awesome. We need to get to the choppa. What do you have?
It is awesome. It's a Tupperware Supersonic Compact Chopper.
Supersonic compact chopper.
Is that? Yeah, I think I've seen one of these. Do you push down on it or pull a string?
It's a pull cord.
Pull cord.
So
yep.
It's environmentally friendly. So you don't have to plug it in. You can use it to. I love it for garlic and onions, so your hands don't smell. You can use it to make fresh basil, like fresh pesto. So put pine nuts and basil, olive oil. You know, salt and pepper. Use it for peppers. It's great. It has the blade insert and then the blade insert covers. And
yeah, it's my favorite thing. I use it almost every day.
Oh, goodness. I feel like you're in my living room, and I'm about to buy five of them. This is great.
I want a bunch of dips. This is like dips. I just want all the dips.
But it chops everything nicely for you. Like, I used to use evenly? It at home. Yeah, and evenly. Yeah. And my parents had a restaurant, and my mom's like, why don't I use this at the restaurant? They got, like, three of them.
Yeah.
Chopping became a breeze for, like, setup. It's insane.
That almost feels like it makes perfect sense, but it almost feels like cheating at a
restaurant.
I know. You
know
what I mean?
I know.
But it makes sense. I always wonder about that when the onions are exactly all the right size. Mm-hmm. That, like, you know, it's crazy. I can never do that. Hey, Kyle. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Dude, what is the gadget that you are gaga over?
I don't know how I ever lived without this, but it's the Mimotion Luba 5000.
What is
family
that?
Show. It's a family show, Kyle.
Mimotion and lube in the same.
Should I even Google this on a company computer?
It is a robot lawnmower, by the way. I probably should have mentioned that part.
Okay. Yes,
it's a robot lawnmower. So think Roomba, but instead of cleaning your house, it goes out, mows your lawn, and then it drives itself back, docks itself up, and charges itself. It's amazing.
Oh my
okay,
God.
I'm looking at it. Now, it says on the website, I'm on the Mimotion website, they need to give this thing a new name. But other than that, now, it says that it doesn't need any wires or any other perimeter thing around your lawn. Is that right? You just put it out there like a Roomba, and it figures out where your lawn begins and ends?
That's correct. So basically, you run it like a remote control car to set the boundary originally, and then after that, you just set the timer.
Oh, no, we lost him. You set the trimming height?
I would connect balloons to it that say happy birthday and like Halloween time.
Oh,
I'll
my
turn
gosh.
It into like a werewolf that goes around the lawn and scares the kids. And I have so much fun with this thing. It's amazing. And it cuts the grass really well.
Does it do like, does it leave like the lines or is it like zigzags?
It
like,
does.
It leaves the lines?
It does. You can create different patterns. You can make a zigzag pattern. You can control like which direction it mows. It makes the nice stripes. I got this. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to use it that much, but it's incredible. I love this thing.
Now, Kyle, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we've chatted with you once before, and you are obsessed with lawn care. Do you own a lawn care company? Do I have that right?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I don't own a lawn care company, but I do run a YouTube channel. It's called Lake House Lawn Care. So that's why I got this. They sent it to me to review and just make a video, and then I got to keep it. I was like, I'm never going to use this thing. But honestly, I use it all the time. It's so cool.
Well, then I don't feel bad saying it. It's a $2,500 lawnmower. I'm looking at it right now on their website.
Okay.
So, but it's giving you the gift of time.
Yeah.
How big is your lawn? Like, how long would it take you to mow your lawn on a Saturday morning?
So, it saves me about an hour every time,
which is
unreal. Because I have two young kids, so, like, the time I would be doing that, I can be playing catch with my son and just watching the robot cut the grass for me. It's pretty
what
awesome.
A dream. This is the future of Field of Dreams. It's this. Dad, can we have a catch? Yeah, hang on.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
All right, welcome to the wedding. Should be a lot of fun. We're going to go ahead and... all right, I love you. I love you, too. Oh, why do we choose a black diamond? Hang on a second. I take you to be my partner for the rest of my life. I'll do whatever you want. Okay, I'll do whatever you want to. Okay, I do. I love you. I love you, too. All right, I love you. And they got married on the ski slope.
Mm-hmm.
There they are. On the way down. A couple just did this. Allie and Luke exchanged their vows while skiing right there in beautiful Arapaho Basin, Colorado. They shared their vows while doing a thing that they loved together. Where were you where the wedding, you're like, this is a really weird, unique place to have a wedding. Hi, Walter. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. You were a guest at this wedding?
I was, yes. My buddy Alan worked, and they had some conflict, so they ended up having a small, intimate wedding at his workplace, which happened to be a nursing home.
Okay, so he works at a nursing home and decided, like, hey, man, they'll let us use the community room. Let's just do that. Is that how it shook out?
You know, it was pretty funny. You had a lot of the residents in the back who were like, oh, taking pictures. It was really cute.
Oh, that's
but,
nice.
A little intriguing.
Now, was the meal provided by the nursing home as well? A lot of soft food for everybody?
Unfortunately, for safety reasons, we had to go out elsewhere. It was more of the civil service kind of thing, so food was not provided.
So after they said I do, though, did they at least pass out Jell-O or something?
We had beverages, yes.
There you go. Okay, yeah. Metamucil, that kind of thing?
Hey!
Nice. All right, Walter goes to a wedding at a nursing home, and Kurt is coming, I think, for Nikki's heart here. Hi, Kurt. Good morning.
Hello.
Kurt, where was the wedding at?
We did our wedding at the Ford Biquette plant in Detroit.
Come on!
Now, was it in full function at the time of the wedding?
It was not, but the bay doors were open, you know, like, I mean, and so we were able to get pictures on for Model Ts, and we did a bunch of our other shots around a bunch of historical Detroit landmarks. And
that's cool.
So
that's really cool.
That's very cool. I went to one at the Packard plant, the same thing, like they have all these cars and a much smaller producer. But so, yeah, did you actually get to ride like in a Model T or anything like to the altar, or did you just walk around it?
We did not. We did the traditional kind of limo thing because we brought our dog to a bunch of the wedding photos. So
he
would have been a little bit hard to fit into the Model T.
Yeah.
Is that an option though? Like if you wanted to, would they allow you for a price?
There is a Model T group out there, so you could actually do a Model T to the wedding and. So there's multiple Model Ts out there that you could ride in.
Was the limo at least a Ford?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, I was going to say, you don't want to pull up, what is that, a Chevy?
I don't think you can drive anything else in Detroit.
Yeah, I don't think they allow it.
No.
Well, Kurt, congratulations.
Well, because a lot of the guests were car people, so it was kind of fun to browse all
the
cars.
Awesome. When's your anniversary?
November, September. It's September 17th.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's coming up quicker than you think.
Yeah, we won't hold you to that.
Yeah. He's like, thanks a lot, Chris.
Yeah, right. Call me out.
On the spot. I remember the wedding. Yeah, you have to call me out.
Was this Jeopardy?
Yeah, come on, buddy.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
So Rihanna pretty much broke the internet over the weekend. No, not because she's releasing new music, but because she changed her IG profile picture. Since 2014, actually, Rihanna's 64 million followers have come to love this little doodle stick figure face. That was supposed to be her, I guess, right? And it's been her profile picture for a very long time. She changed it over the weekend to a picture of a sunset background with a Fenty product front and center. But she paid homage to the old picture. It's a stick figure hand holding the product.
There you go.
So it's like, there we go. It's still her. And people are just kind of freaking out about this. They love it. It seems like it's just promotion. I don't know why this particular product needs so much of it, but Riri's just leaning into her Fenty line instead of new music. Yeah. Yet again.
The lip gloss is great. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, it is? Right?
Oh, my God. It is really good.
Okay. I'm going to skip it, but thank you. next up, maybe over the weekend, you went to a friend's house this weekend. We have some trending audio this morning that's exploring just how awkward it could be if you've never been to that person's house before.
Awkward moments at my new friend's house. Please come in, guys. I'll give you the tour. Should I take my shoes off at the door? I'm so hungry. Where the f*** is the food? Would she mind if I quickly did a poo?
Ew. So that is to the tune of Spice Up Your Life by the Spice Girls. So they were celebrating Victoria Beckham over the weekend, too. It was her 50th birthday. And that song is trending, or that little clip. Next up, Mondays can be very tough. There is a meme out there that wants to help you on this very busy Monday morning. Maybe things are kind of going wrong for you. It reads, if you're having a bad day, just remember that the airport in Vienna has a counter for people who flew to Austria instead of Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
And that's a true fact, which is crazy.
It. Oh, yeah.
One got a syllable. Couple of letters. Yeah.
One syllable makes a big difference.
That's, I mean, you're in the wrong place.
You are.
You know? So just remember that on this Monday morning. Mm-hmm. Enjoy. That's your Flash Briefing.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.